The 41st commissioner of the Boston Police Department credits his upbringing in South Boston with how he handles his job, especially his philosophy on community policing. WBUR's Dolores Handy has this profile of Boston's top cop, Commissioner William Evans.
He has led the Boston Police Department for a year and a half. But for many people, Bill Evans may be most remembered for his role at the end of the manhunt in Watertown months before he became interim commissioner.
Everyone, hold their fire. Hold their fire.
Evans was the Boston Police Incident Commander on the night officers from several departments opened fire on the boat where Jahar Tsarnaev was hiding.
Cops kept coming from all over because they knew we had him in the boat. Well, I didn't want him dead, and also I didn't want the cops hurting each other by the crossfire.
Evans had just finished running the Boston Marathon days earlier when the bombs went off. It turned out to be the last time he's run Boston, but he's run 47 marathons in all.
It's come to be my medicine. Everything I do, I need my running. That's the way I seem to deal with a lot of the stress of this job. And I've always said, as long as I can get my running, I can accomplish anything.
Evans, his wife, and three children live in South Boston, the same neighborhood where he and his five brothers grew up.
I don't remember my mom at all. She got sick when I was very little, and I think I was three when she passed away, but I don't have one living memory of her.
There was more tragedy for the Evans family. One of his brothers was killed by a hit-and-run driver. And when Evans was 14, his father died of a heart attack.
You know, it was just me. And, you know, my brothers, and we all stuck together.
But Evans was spending too much of his time hanging out on the street, coming close to getting into trouble until someone intervened.
A local priest, Father White, from the Gate of Heaven School, at that point came down and approached my brothers, and he said, "I'm worried about William." And they said, "What do you mean?" He says, I think he's going to get in trouble if we don't sort of steer him in the right direction. And he got me into the school, St. Sebastian's. He said, "Don't worry about paying. Don't worry about getting in. If he wants to go, he's going."
William Evans followed in his oldest brother Paul's footsteps, joining the police department and rising through the ranks. In January of last year, Mayor Walsh made Evans the permanent commissioner.
He's inclusive. He's about building coalitions. He's about tackling the difficult issues that might be in front of him.
When Black Lives Matter demonstrators protested in Boston last year, Evans was quick to say that some of them were from the Occupy protest. How could he be so sure?
We know them. I was down there for 70 days. I know them by name. I vote in recommendations from them for some of them for college. We know them.
Would you be interested in doing a recommendation for me? He said, "Oh, yes, I'd be happy to."
Duncan McKenna was one of the Occupy protesters. When applying for grad school, he asked Evans, who had kept a close eye on the Occupy protest, for help.
He comes from humble origins, and so he's really happy to help anyone climb the ladder as he did.
It's those humble origins that have shaped Evans' views about community policing.
You know, there's no such thing as a bad kid. It's just a kid who needs the right break in life, because a lot of them, especially in the inner city, come from broken homes. They come from a lot of social disadvantage. And if someone gives them the right break in life, you can be commissioner someday.
Evans wants to use dialogue to de-escalate violence in the city.
We know how to talk to people. I think we've learned that that's the best medicine for everything.
I don't know if there is at any point in the history of the Boston NAACP, and it's a long history, we're talking 104 years, if there's ever been the level of communication that exists right now between this commissioner and the command staff and this branch, that's progress.
Michael Curry is president of the Boston branch of the NAACP.
I get the impression that he wants his legacy to be a commissioner that knows that he wants his officers to engage people differently. You know, whether that will happen, whether that culture will change for some cops who do that, I don't know. But I know that I'm anxious and excited to see a commissioner that's willing to have the conversation and willing to demand more of his officers as they engage our communities.
Curry is part of a social justice task force working with Evans to monitor police stops in the city. The task force was set up following a report that showed that Blacks and Hispanics are disproportionately observed, interrogated, or searched by police. there are still major issues like diversity. William Evans is the second member of his family to hold the title of Boston Police Commissioner. It's the same job his oldest brother Paul held some 20 years ago.
The day I got sworn in as commissioner, the thing that really stuck in my mind, honestly, is I just wish that my father was around to see it. You know, he left with his boys. He tried his hardest to bring us up, and I'm sure he made that commitment to my mom. But to think that two of them went on to become police commissioner and nobody ever really got any trouble is a testament to the way he brought up his son.
Going forward, Commissioner Evans says his priorities are reducing the number of guns on the street and improving diversity in the ranks of the department. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.